who comes out on top if you take an Oscar-winning veteran actor and match him with a teen TV star who made his name on Nickelodeon? Our critic Bob Mondello says the answer surprised him in the new film, The Whackness.
The year is 1994, and high school senior Luke Shapiro is in a sort of a defensive funk as he introduces himself to the camera, lonely, though he won't admit it, and fatalistic in the way of teenagers everywhere.
I don't need high school friends. One week they're listening to Criss Cross, the next they're listening to Pearl Jam. I'm not like that. I'm loyal. I mean, I still listen to cassettes. But tomorrow my life changes. Tomorrow I graduate, and then I go to my safety school, and then I get older, and then I die.
It's a life plan of sorts. As played by Josh Peck, Luke's a pretty-together kid whose biggest complaint is really that girls barely notice him unless they're looking to buy marijuana. He's a dope dealer, hoping to put himself through college with the profits. He has thousands saved up already. And one of his best customers is his analyst, played by Ben Kingsley, who trades him therapy sessions for weed. That's right, the doctor's receiving the drugs, not prescribing them, and sometimes smoking them during the sessions. Hard to say who's getting better value from that deal.
Were you popular in high school, Dr. Squires?
Well, I wouldn't say popular. No,
I played baseball. I was a debater.
Did you ever want to kill yourself?
Not till much later.
Then you must have been popular. I'm not.
This has got nothing to do with being popular, Luke. You're just not trying hard enough.
You must think about it. The different scenarios. Random sex in phone booths. Chance encounters in discos, the way they smell, the things they say, even when they're saying nothing at all.
As you may be gathering, Dr. Squires has some issues of his own. And if he knew that his stepdaughter was the girl of Luke's dreams, his advice might be a little different. Kingsley plays the doctor as a man in such midlife crisis overdrive that you'd think he would run away with the whackness, but Josh Peck, who began his acting career comparatively recently as a pudgy sitcom star on Nickelodeon, more than holds his own, slimmed down since TV, and oddly confident in Luke's insecurity, he dominates the proceedings with dweeby, open-mouthed charm, helped no doubt by the fact that this is a semi-autobiographical story from writer-director Jonathan Levine. The filmmaker has blessed his coming-of-age tale with a catchy hip-hop soundtrack, characters who feel grounded no matter how odd their circumstances, and a girl worthy of Luke's dreams, Olivia Thirlby, as the alluring stepdaughter.
So how come we, like, never hung out in school?
So I was a loser? I mean, not like a loser, you know, but I was definitely the most popular, the unpopular.
Or maybe the most unpopular, the popular.
Either way, you're mad out of my league.
So what, I'm slumming now?
Perhaps. You want a beer?
Yeah.
The whackness may alarm parents who would prefer that their kids' favorite Nickelodeon stars not leap right into selling drugs and losing their virginity when they hit the big screen, but the story's not really about youthful indiscretions anyway. More a tale of a young man struggling towards maturity, even as an older man struggles to abandon it. With that story and that offbeat friendship central, The Whackness will likely strike plenty of chords with plenty of audiences. I'm Bob Mondello.
Speaking of drugs and bad behavior, there is a new documentary out about the late writer Hunter S. Thompson. It's called Gonzo, and you can find a review of that film at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.